quickly flipped to the index, and he thought, let me see. Barracuda, Bonito. No, I don't see any bearded clam here. She said, you're missing out on the most exciting of all marine life. I said, what? I said, well, are they hard to find? I mean, there's no pictures in here. She said, oh, they are occasionally photographed. But the photographs are so shocking that you'll rarely find them in a high school textbook. You have to be ready to even view the bearded clam. I thought, wow, what I wouldn't give. That's why I'm into marine biology, ma'am, because I like, you know, those kind of animals that you don't normally see. Is it the same with the bearded clam? She said, yes, you don't normally see the bearded clam. But if you get really close to it, you'll be able to sense its presence. I said, is it chameleon-like? Does it blend itself to the surroundings? She said, not particularly, but it stays very well hidden. I said, well, what does it eat? She said, it doesn't eat. It gets eaten. Paradoxically, here is a living thing that lives to be eaten. Wow, is it like those little fish, those little school of fish that, you know, sharks will go chomp and it's gone in an instant? She said, no. The bearded clam takes 45 minutes to an hour to eat, if it is to be eaten properly. Even by the biggest carnivore or the littlest carnivore, time is of the essence. I said, wow, what a thing. You know, no wonder it's not in the book. It's so complicated. It's everywhere, but yet it's hidden. It doesn't eat. It is eaten. I mean, what kind of thing lives to be eaten? It's amazing. I'm going to major in marine biology when I get to college, because this is the very meal, the kind of thing that I'm looking for. Boy, I sure wish I could see one.
She got off the bed.
She said, it's against hospital regulations. But if you think you can take it, I can show you one. I can bring you close to one. I can let you experience the bearded clam. I said, well, I'm scared now. She said, don't be frightened. Don't be frightened. I have it with me. I said, you what? She said, yes, I have it with me. She went and locked the door. And seconds later, I was eyeball with that thing. I said, oh. I said, it doesn't look edible.
She said, believe me, it is. Go ahead.
I said, tentatively, I made a move. I said, I'm afraid. Suppose it bites me. She said, it can't bite you. Take a look, it doesn't have any teeth. I said, it's no wonder. Look at the condition of those gums.